www.realestatemarketing.com.
Hello, today we are talking to Mikko Hentinen about the Nordic real estate market and what it can deliver to professional investors in the DACH region. Mikko is portfolio manager at the United Bankers Nordic Property Fund. Hello Mikko, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for having me on.
You're sitting in Helsinki at the moment?
Yep, that's correct. That's here in the snowy Helsinki.
Yeah, Finland already has the snow. Let's take a deeper look into the Nordic markets for real estate. And these markets are Finland, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark for this strategy. What value does this solution you are managing provide to European investors?
So if we take a few steps back, looking broadly at the European real estate investor allocation, and maybe more precisely the European allocations, we can quite comfortably say that they are underweight in the Nordic real estate sector. But then fortunately, investors have recently started to look north as the Nordic region has so much to offer. And then, yes, correct, as you said, I'm one of the portfolio managers at the UB Nordic Property Fund. And as you can probably already guess from the fund's name, we invest in properties in the Nordic region. And then to finally answer your actual question, I would say Nordic exposure enhances both yield and growth, as well as sustainability-related metrics in a well-diversified European real estate portfolio.
You just mentioned European investors are underweight in the Nordic region. Why is that?
That is a really good question. It's actually hard to say. Investors, especially European ones, tend to have quite a strong home bias. They know their own market, which historically made them quite reluctant to look any further. But then during the recent years, we've actually seen foreign investors becoming more frequent, especially in the bidding process. We've seen foreign names that haven't previously been active on our market. And then what is quite interesting is that we often meet European real estate investors that argue that they have a diversified European real estate allocation. But then again, in reality, they lack an exposure to the Nordic markets, which actually represents 20% of the European deal volume. And then according to our view, this means that they're sort of truly skipping the hidden gem. I would personally call it almost a crown jewel. And this is a shame because the economic fundamentals here in the Nordics are really attractive, especially compared to the rest of the euro area. And by these fundamentals, I mean just take a look at the forecast for population growth, unemployment rate, public debt to GDP, and so on. So to sum it up, all in all, I would say that the Nordics offer a lot of unexploited potential for European investors.
Interesting. Can you give us a quantification of the excess yield you can expect to get into the Nordic real estate market compared to the core European?
Yeah, I would say there is, in the prime real estate, there is some 50 basis point yield gap still. But what is interesting in the Nordics is that if you go outside of the capital cities, the yield jumps up almost like, let's say, 2%, so 200 basis points. And that is where we see sort of a lot of opportunities. So if you compare this to the Central Europe, if you go to the sort of secondary cities, the yields are almost the same as in the capital cities, but here in the Nordics, it's a big deal jump, so to speak. And still, those sort of high-yielding cities are really growing, and they're big cities, they're not sort of villages.
Let's come back to the sustainability part you mentioned in the beginning. The Nordic countries are forerunners in sustainability, that's for sure. How do you incorporate this in your investment process?
This is a good question, and this is very central both for us and for our environment, and of course in the future also for our returns. So what we do is that we focus on developing existing properties, and our goal is to reach carbon neutrality in terms of in-use energy consumption. So this basically means that we don't only buy the newest and the sort of most flashy properties. I mean, although we can do that also, but improving existing properties is, according to us, the right way to go if you want to really achieve some real impact. Going forward, we expect sustainability metrics to be a key value driver, and we can already see it in the crisis we are in at the moment. So just to put it simply, energy efficient properties, they already now tend to trade at a premium compared to less efficient ones.
Well, please tell us a little bit more about the specific real estate you invest in. Can you give us some use cases?
So regarding the overall strategy, we have a core plus focus, which means that we don't invest in residential properties. We're targeting mid-sized real estate holdings in the range of 10 to 70 million euros, which is a sweet spot where the assets are too big for private investors, but then again too small for larger institutional investors. And then just to break it down a bit further, what we're looking for when acquiring properties is long-term lease agreements, and of course, to achieve inflation protection, the rents or the lease agreements, they need to be pegged to an index. In addition, the quality of the tenants is very important, especially in this market. I would say it's crucial to have financially sound tenants. And then last but not least, since we're talking real estate, of course, the location is extremely important, as well as the technical quality of the properties. And just to give you an example, we acquired a shopping center in Finland in the northern city of Oulu. And there the initial yield was north of 7%. And now the shopping center is actually fully let, and we have more tenant demand than we have space. And in addition, the visitor numbers are record high, so we're breaking records every quarter. But then to balance this kind of shopping center acquisitions, we recently acquired two industrial properties, both with 20-year lease agreements. They are triple net lease agreements, and the tenant is a stock-listed one, and I would almost call this sort of behaving like bonds. So to sum it up, in our view, using these criteria in the mid-sized real estate market will then lead to an optimal risk-return ratio, and to be honest, so far it worked out really well.
And how does the geographical split look like?
Yes, geography is quite important as it allows us to shift the strategic allocation. And in this current market, we're especially happy to own several high-quality properties in Norway, since despite the crisis we're living in, Norway with its energy assets feels still very stable and expect the returns are on a nice, healthy level. And this is also the reasoning why half of our assets are currently located in there. And then if we jump to the rest of the portfolio, it's located in Finland, Sweden, and Denmark. Finland allocation is a bit larger since we like the higher yield levels there, simply just providing us stronger cash flow returns. And as I mentioned, we have this sort of big yield gap here in Finland between capital cities and the secondary cities. And then in Sweden, the allocation is a bit smaller, and there we've been a bit cautious due to the sort of certain market characteristics that makes the market feel a bit more volatile compared to the other Nordic countries. But then again, I mean, that could create some good investment opportunities also going forward.
Mikko, last question already. How do you think your business will develop in the next 5 years?
Next 5 years. We believe that the fundamentals here in the Nordics are really strong. So as I mentioned, population growth, public debt ratio to GDP, and so on. They are the big drivers are still there. So we maybe expect that the times will be a bit more challenging than they have been in the past or during the past, let's say, 5-10 years. But we still see that we will continue doing business as usual, and our sort of target returns are still at the right level.
Perfect. Thank you very much. That was Mikko Hentinen. He is the portfolio manager at the United Bankers Nordic Property Fund. Thank you.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.